The following audio release was produced by Investors Prism, a dynamic financial news and publishing company. Investors Prism's platform highlights companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio production may feature a client partner of Investors Prism. Investors Prism may have been compensated for the production of this audio content. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Hello, and thank you for joining us on this episode, Pandemic Preparedness. Are we ready for the next big one? The COVID-19 pandemic was unprecedented, but not unexpected, at least to those in the scientific community. We had near misses with viruses including H1N1 swine flu in 2009, Ebola in 2014, and Zika in 2016, but none managed to take hold in the way that this novel coronavirus did. Our global connectedness meant that with the right conditions, particularly asymptomatic spread, which contributed significantly to community transmission, COVID-19 was successful in a way that past threats were not. In July this year, Dr. Anthony Fauci made recommendations for a vaccine preparedness plan, which would fill in the gaps in vaccine development with prototype vaccines for up to 20 virus families in the next 5 years. Filoviruses, which have the potential to be a serious public health threat, were included on this list. Filoviruses are similar to COVID-19 in that they are first transmitted from animals to humans, and then further infections stem from human-to-human transmission. First recognized in the 1960s, filoviruses including Ebola virus and Marburg virus have been responsible for at least 6 large epidemics and a number of smaller outbreaks. They are highly lethal, with mortality rates in outbreaks reaching 90%. With increasing outbreaks, filoviruses pose a significant threat for pandemics in the future, with higher mortality rates than we've seen with COVID-19. Progress is being made, but currently there is no known effective treatment for hemorrhagic fever caused by filoviruses. The urgency in developing these prototype vaccines can't be understated. Organizations like late-stage biopharmaceutical company Sologenix, trading on the NASDAQ under the symbol SNGX, are hard at work on a solution. This month, Sologenix announced positive preclinical data with multiple heat-stable filovirus vaccine candidates. This is particularly important because filovirus outbreaks occur in regions with uncertain power supply and a lack of access to the cold chain storage required for transporting and storing vaccines in a way that will maintain their integrity. Sologenix believes its thermostable vaccine platform, which has demonstrated potency and efficacy, may be an important contributor to addressing the next potential pandemic and developing prototype vaccines for future health emergencies. Dr. Oriola Donini, Senior Vice President and Chief Scientific Officer of Sologenix, had this to say.
The continued advances in the filovirus program demonstrates the program's maturity and overall ability to successfully develop vaccines against lethal viral threats. The compatibility with thermal stabilization and the identification of key stability-indicating assays are both hallmarks of a potentially broadly applicable vaccine platform. This most recent demonstration of protective efficacy against subsequent challenge continues to advance the overall platform, as well as the Sudan Ebola virus program specifically. Using this platform, we also continue to accelerate our joint COVID-19 vaccine effort called CyVax.
Sologenix is working in collaboration with researchers at the University of Hawaii at Manoa and University of Colorado, and recent findings have been published in Vaccine and Frontiers in Immunology. Dr. Axel Lehrer explains the team's research further.
Filoviruses such as Zaire Ebola virus, Sudan Ebola virus, and Marburg virus are some of the most lethal viruses known, and they are endemic in areas of the world where the power supply and distribution network can be uncertain. A thermostabilized vaccine in a single vial format would significantly enhance any public health response to a new outbreak at its source. Our work to date has demonstrated the feasibility of rapid and efficient manufacturing, as well as the ability to thermostabilize multiple antigens that can then be stored at temperatures exceeding 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Having a platform available such as this has the potential to accelerate worldwide vaccination campaigns addressing future health emergencies, including another global pandemic like the one we are unfortunately experiencing with COVID-19.
We know how the scientific community has responded to the pandemic, but what about the markets? Although vaccines have long been a steady source of revenue for multiple big pharmas, investors have historically ignored the value of this particular product category, that is, until the COVID-19 pandemic hit. With infectious diseases and biological threats to human health now on top of mind for many of us, it makes sense that the investment community has followed. Most notably, since November 2020, vaccine-producing giant Moderna, NASDAQ mRNA, soared 325% as of August 6 of this year. And now, after a year of outperforming the market in 2020, biotech is still in favor. In fact, several funds launched during the pandemic that are focused on infectious diseases and biological threats to human health have vastly outperformed broader biotech ETFs. Top holdings in the fund's portfolios include key players in global efforts to deliver a vaccine for COVID-19. And the ongoing pandemic and industry focus on vaccine developments may continue to be beneficial for biotech ETFs. So, how will biotechs like Sologenics make all of this work? Investment in biotech can be risky, but there are key intrinsics that successful companies have in common: a strong management team with the right experience, robust strategy, and the ability to adapt depending on circumstances, and a good cash runway to deliver on strategic goals. Sologenics has these intrinsics, with a varied but highly focused pipeline of therapeutics for rare diseases where there is an unmet medical need, and a strong cash position of approximately $29 million reported on June 30th, 2021. Thanks again for joining us.
The audio release is an original broadcast provided by Investors Prism. Investors Prism may receive payments for the services provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, contributors, and directors of Investors Prism may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. Stock market investing is inherently risky. As in all investments, investment in featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from the featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investors Prism as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorsprism.com.